You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me now back here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Audio is King conference at the RNIB's Grimaldi building, and we're looking into the development of audio description and the possible greater awareness of audio description too. And I'm with Mary Campbell, who is from Redby Media, who are very much involved in audio description. Just give me a little bit of, I suppose, insight into how ADE has developed over the years, because this conference and the report is very much about opening it up to a wider audience, more than just blind and partially sighted people.
Hi, Toby. Well, audio description has developed quite a bit over the years, but yet at its core, it has remained the same editorially, telling the story of content in gaps, listening to the audio, looking at the visuals, and distilling that story for a blind and partially sighted audience. So nothing has really changed in that essence, but this new research suggests that there might be a new way of applying audio description to a kind of more mainstream audience, in the way, pretty much in the way that we all consume subtitles now when we're watching clips on our phones, on social media. Could audio description be repurposed and used as an audio first format? So basically taking the AD track, taking the program sound, marrying the two and reissuing it somewhere on a different platform. So it's very exciting to hear about this development. It's an old idea, but it's a good idea. And it's great to see the RNIB doing research into it, because I think that's where it starts. Research, make sure that there's an audience for it, and everything else follows after that, I think.
And Marie, as Redby Media is obviously, as I say, very much involved in AD, do you look at other areas? Because from looking at the report, there seems to be sort of, I suppose, a bit of a crossover with what people are doing in podcasting and thinking about telling a story more through sort of, you know, cinematic kind of sound effects and stuff and things like that. Is that something that influences what you do as audio describers?
To an extent, yes. I mean, very much so. We do think about the audience experience. That's always kind of front and centre in a describer's thought process. Is the audio telling the story of that piece of content? Just on the panel there, I was talking about Jaws 2 because I was working with a trainee, and we were talking about not going over the da-da, 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 because that is telling the story in that exact moment. You tee up that the great white shark is closing in, you leave the audio to tell the story. And that sort of richness of experience in terms of the audio is really important. And I suppose what we were talking about today as well is making sure that the mix is really good, that the audio is really high standard in terms of that immersive, intimate, you know, you're in someone's ear. And that is something that we try and do in standard, for want of a better word, audio description.
And obviously Redby has been very much involved in audio describing Strictly Come Dancing, which is coming back soon. I mean, is there any more developments around maybe live AD or other areas of AD that you're getting involved in?
Well, we are expanding. It depends. We wait for broadcasters and orders to come in, and we have a small audio description team that serves that product, for want of a better word, that service. And it depends. I mean, we've got Strictly, we've had the Winter Paralympics this year, which was a big event for us. So yeah, I think gradually, as a more awareness of live audio description, you know, there's more awareness of it, then it starts to expand in terms of the number of programs and the types of content and what good looks like or what good sounds like in that space, because it's still relatively a new service.
And what might you take away from today and take back to your team at Redby?
Just that it's an exciting time, that AD, you know, nothing new under the sun, but actually everything new under the sun. Thinking about something that we have done traditionally in a certain way and rethinking it. What does that mean for us, you know, in terms of creativity? There were some really interesting points made earlier about how you could lean in more to a sort of performance aspect of it for dramas. We sort of, when we are describing, when we train voicers, we say be neutral but engaged. So you've got to kind of reflect the content. But maybe there's a, if you're really thinking of an audio first format, there's a way of kind of turbocharging that and making it much more a kind of immersive part of the programme.
Well, Marie, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.